all your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us die together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you. Calypso. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us walk together. I will.
Three more. Everybody sing. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us walk together. I will rejoice. Two more. I will rejoice. I will rejoice. I will extol your love.
Draw me unto you.
One more time. Everybody, body, body, I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine.
Draw me unto you and let us walk.
Into Jesus.
It is Jesus.
Yes, in my heart.
Jesus. It is Jesus. It is Jesus. That's in my heart.
It is Jesus. That's in my heart.
It is Jesus. That's in my heart. Jesus.
It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart.
Jesus.
I will rejoice. I will.
One more.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine.
Draw me unto you.
It is Jesus, it is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart. It is Jesus that's in my heart.
Jesus.
It is Jesus.
It is Jesus.
By it, by it, impossible. By it, King of Kings. By it, by it, impossible. By it, impossible. You are crowned, King of Africa. You are crowned, Lord of Lords. You are crowned,
King of Africa. Who can deny you are crowned, Lord of Lords? Ayeti, Ayeti, you are the King of Kings. Ayeti,
Ayeti, Kosi.
Master of the universe, conqueror and king. Master of the universe, emperor on wings. You are the head over principalities. You are the head over powers. You are the head over rulers. You are the master, master, master of the universe.
The Lord of Lords, a bigger clap and a louder shout of praise. Father, we worship and we love and we honor you. Thank you because you are the master of the universe, master in Nigeria. Your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. And there is one that says,
yes, oh yes, oh yes, I know he lives.
I've got a witness in my heart that he lives. I am standing on the right hand and looking up above. I can't tell that I know. Yes, 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 he lives. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh let me live. I've got a witness in my heart that he lives. Standing on the right side and looking up above. I can't tell.
When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my life, I will dance and be delighted.
When the Spirit of the Lord is upon my life, I will dance. I will dance. I will dance, 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 dance. I will dance. I will dance. I will dance. I will dance. That David dance.
Please be seated.
Hallelujah! Whether the devil likes it or not, it is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and we shall be glad in it. Hallelujah. Psalm 9 and in verse 1 all the way to verse 3. I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. Verse 2 is very important. I will be glad and rejoice in thee.
I will praise thy name, O thou most high. When my enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence.
That is, in spite of the enemies, I will be glad.
I will rejoice in thee. I'm speaking on thieves of joy. This is part two. There are also enemies of joy that we are referring to as thieves of joy. Quickly, our objective is to understand those forces that steal our joy. And there are a few things I said generally by way of generalization from the first service. Most of this message will be referenced from the first service. Slight difference. First of all, we said that joy is a critical, crucial asset of irreplaceable value in the life of the child of God. Critical, crucial asset of irreplaceable value. It cannot be replaced. Alcoholism cannot produce joy. Womanizing can't produce joy. Nothing replaces joy. Money can't. Influence can't. Number two, we said that joy, that the enemy fights joy in the life of the Christian because of the relevance of joy. Scripture said the joy of the Lord shall be your strength. According to Nehemiah chapter 8 and in verse 10b. The enemy fights joy in the life of the Christian because of the relevance of joy in the life of the Christian. Thirdly, we saw that the enemy uses several channels. He uses several channels to fight joy in the life of the child of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11, Bible said, we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil. We do not want Satan to take advantage of us because we are not ignorant of his devices. Several channels exist. And fourthly, we had said that the child of God is responsibility bound. Responsibility bound to defend his or her joy by all means and at all costs. We are responsibility bound. We are responsibility bound. In 1 Samuel chapter 30 and in verse 5, 6, 7. When David had a challenge, two wives were taken captives, verse 6. And the Bible said, the people were greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him because the soul of the people were grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. In the midst of such climate, David decided to encourage himself in the Lord is God. He said, I will not allow this depression to swallow me.
Earlier on in verse 3, verse 4, the Bible said they wept until there was no more power to weep. Depression was overrunning them, but he made up the decision. The best helping hand you can get is at the end of your own arm. Nobody can love you like you. Hear this. Nobody can encourage you like you. Nobody can encourage you like you. To wait for external encouragement is to die discouraged. That's right. To wait for external encouragement most times is to die discouraged. Our people say that somebody is his own brother. My own translation of it is, the closest relation you have is yourself. Relations can love you and they are very, very fantastic. But when the chips are down, the closest person to you is you. Did you hear that? It's you. So this, having said this, what are the things that we must fight that come to take our joy? Number one is the wrong impute or the wrong intake. The wrong impute or the wrong intake. In Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, it said, keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it are the issues of life. Matthew chapter 12, verse 34. He said, O generation of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of the heart, bring forth evil things. This is the meaning of this to you. I'm not going to go over the things I said in the first service. Now, this, it means this. That the spirit or heart of man is the fountain of man's life. The spirit or heart of man is the fountain of man's life. What flows into the heart determines what flows out of life. The kind of things, information things, you allow into your heart determines what flows out. We have seen people listening to one music and then went straight to commit suicide. Either the lyrics in the music or the spirit of the singer imparted them suicidal tendencies. Music. Heavy metal music in those days. Heavy rock metal music in those days was responsible for a lot of suicidal tendencies. Violent behavior. What flows in into your the heart of man determines what flows out. There are literature people read. There are magazines and fiction things people read. Some of them give them violent behavior. Until you have guarded your heart, you have not guarded your joy. Until you are watchful over your heart, you are not yet watchful over your joy. The wrong impute and the wrong intake. Number two is the wrong association. The wrong association. We saw 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 33. Very, very popular scripture, Proverbs 13 verse 20. He that walketh with the wise men shall be wise. In the same manner, he that walketh with depressed people shall be depressed. But a companion of fools shall be destroyed. This is the meaning. Note it. The attitude of your company determines the attitude of your life. Check the people around you. What kind of attitude do they carry? It determines the attitude of your life. And listen to this. No matter how hard you try, you cannot have a quality of life that is higher than the quality of your company. Say that again. No matter how hard you try, you cannot have a quality of life that is higher than the quality of your company. That is why, even before you step into marriage, check. These days, people meet on Monday, engage on Wednesday, marry on Friday or Saturday. In America, we hear such stories, and divorce the next week. We hear such stories abound. My wife attended a wedding, very fanfarish wedding. Young man and young man, sharply dressed, young lady, elegant look, very, very fanfarish wedding. And she traveled all the way, I remember, and then returned. And then the woman, as soon as they returned back from the wedding, the woman remained in the room to herself for 1 week. Doesn't want to see the husband who just married her. No meeting, no connection, no contact. No honeymoon. No sour sun. At the end of 7 days, she came out of the room for divorce. Marriage of 7 days without any interaction. And then see, so we have such. And for most people, the handwritings were on the wall before they entered into such relationships. Watch your association. There are people who are mobile depression, looking for whose joy to divide. There are people who are mobile excitement, looking for whose joy to multiply. There are two categories of people that you may encounter. Those who multiply your joy and those who divide your joy. Those who multiply your joy, those who enhance your sorrow. Very rare will you see a neutral person. This person doesn't make me happy, doesn't make me sad. Very rare. Am I communicating at all? Your association, the quality of your association affects the quality of your attitude. Very, very important. That kind of friend you have that you are always quarreling is not a friend. It's a liability. Friendship is not by force, it is by choice. The wrong association. Number three is the attitude of ingratitude. It's not possible to be thankless and be joyful. It's not possible. It's not possible to be thankless and be joyful. Jesus saw 5 loaves, 2 fishes. John chapter 6 and in verse 11. Instead of complaining, he gave thanks. And everything multiplied. I'd like you to note this. Don't forget it for life. The tap, you know, like tap water, the tap of gratitude is the same as the tap of gladness. Once you turn on the tap of gratitude, you don't need to separately turn on the tap of gladness because it flows on its own. The tap of gratitude is the same as the tap
of gladness. The vehicle that transported gratitude transported gladness. You will never find a thankful person that is not a joyful person. You never find. You can't find. Like I said in the first service, no matter how bad it is, there is something to thank God for. You may not be where you want to be now, but it is very possible that you are not where you used to be.
And the Bible said, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is a million times better than a dead lion. A dog that is alive has a future. A lion that is dead, what is the future? Somebody say a loud amen.
How many of you know that many of us are still projects in motion? You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are all.
Third verse.
I will love you till the end. I will serve you till I see you. For your everlasting love has drawn my whole being to you.
Look at this.
My life.
Then look at the next.
Lord, I'm your project in progress. And when you are true with me, all the...
Any project in progress here? You are all.
You are all. Where's there to help? You are always there for me, even when I can't feel you, even when I cannot trace you, I still have faith in your word that you are all.
Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 1.
He said, at the same time, saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. You see, no matter what you have passed through, there is grace. Even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest, the Lord has appeared of old unto me, saying, yeah, I have loved you with a dieless love, a changeless love, a love that I have decided not to change my mind about. People may change their mind about you, but I haven't changed my mind. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee, and you shall be constructed. I will build you, and you shall be built, O Virgin of Israel. All buildings are not at the same level of completion. There are people at foundation level. There are people, the building is completed but not perfected yet. The finishing is not applied. It may still be looking ugly. But the most important thing is, it is, brother, sister, doesn't matter where you are in life. What matters is that you remain in his hands. and he will construct you.
If only the clay can remain in the hands of the potter,
the future is guaranteed.
I don't know who God sent me to here this morning, but if only the clay can remain in the hands of the potter, the future is guaranteed. And I speak to someone here today, your future under God is guaranteed in the name of Jesus.
Say, I will remain in his hands. I am his project in progress. Take your seat. The attitude of ingratitude. And number five, the low self-esteem. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. It is called the grasshopper complex.
And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which were come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers.
And so we were in their sight. It is the grasshopper mentality. Low self-value. A devaluation of self.
Inferiority complexity. It is a devaluation, an undervaluation, a misvaluation of self.
It causes people to lose their joy. Listen to this before I go on. You cannot feel good about life if you don't feel good about yourself.
It is not possible for anybody to feel good about life where they don't feel good about themselves.
I told somebody this some time ago. I said, I perceive that God has helped me and helped some of us with some of the healthiest
esteem you can have, because I have never felt inferior to nobody, nowhere in the world, irrespective of color or status. But I have passed through things that should make you feel like nothing in life.
Listen to three things I want to say about what self-esteem does. I said that in the first service.
Low self-esteem, number one, affects joy. It destroys joy and excitement. You can never be excited on if you don't feel well about yourself. Second, it destroys energy and enthusiasm. It destroys energy. It destroys enthusiasm. You can never be energetic. You can never be enthusiastic. When you see somebody just dragging feet throughout life. And thirdly, it destroys performance and competence. Very intelligent person failing because of low self-worth. Destroys it. What are the causes of low self-esteem? A devaluation of life. The grasshopper mentality.
Number one. It's the same thing. Consistent failure, mistakes, and errors of the past. Consistent failure, consistent personal failure, mistakes, or errors of the past.
There are people here God has forgiven, but they haven't forgiven themselves. You haven't forgiven yourself. So it has attacked your joy.
Talked to someone some time ago who had a challenge with the parent, and then the parent died without them reconciling. And that has been a cause of depression. It doesn't need to be.
Forgetting the things that are behind and reaching forth to things that are in front. You did abortions in time past. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. It's only a problem if you are currently doing them. It's only a problem if you are currently living in such a life. These things destroy the joy of people. What are the causes of this low self-worth? Number two is harsh, negative, demeaning words from authority figures. Harsh, negative, demeaning words from authority figures. The first service I mentioned figures like parent, classroom teacher. In addition to that, maybe you grew up with an uncle or an auntie. Maybe your boss in the office, consistently picking on you, telling you how useless you are, telling you how of a liability you are, telling you how much you cannot amount to anything. Some of us heard such words, plenty of them. People like you can't be anything. All manner. But you have a choice. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make because people are entitled to their opinions. And the verdict of man does not equal the judgment of God. Am I communicating at all? The verdict of man does not equal the judgment of God. It doesn't. And I spoke extensively in the first service. There are many fathers who destroy their children. Many parents destroy the self-esteem of their children by their words and by their actions. There are children that were completely rendered useless by the words of parents. And please bear in mind that those parents, except those actions are corrected, will need to give an account to God when you meet him. I said in the first service that when your child's self-esteem is destroyed, two things will happen. First of all, they lose confidence in life. And secondly, they are unable to face life's challenges. In addition to that, two more things. They lose confidence in life. They are unable to face life's challenges. Thirdly, they feel inferior to other children. They look at other children and they are convinced that they are not like others. And of course, they perform, they consistently underperform. Consistently. Am I communicating? When you look at your child and you say, you are the major problem of my life. You look at your child and you say, oh, I wish I'm not your mother. You look at your child and say, look at a liability, useless child. I told stories of children that will be permanently under accusation. Whatever they didn't do, they say they did it. Until they begin to live through life apologizing. Children that the mother would believe the stranger more than the child. He said, you did it. It's true, you did it. And took sides with the aggressor against the child. The child grew up with zero self-esteem. Are children like that? Children that parents are consistently comparing with other children. Look at your mates. Look at your mates. So-and-so person's child is not your age mate. Look at what your age mates are taking in class. Listen to this. Some people almost kill their children for not taking first in class. Did you take first? Even if you took first in class, how first was that first? Let us be realistic. Let's be realistic. If the child, I mean, if the child has done 50%, done 75%, done 80%, and so on, and it's not yet number one in the class. It did 85%, but it's not number one in the class. It did 95%. It's not yet number one in the class. You shake the hands of the child. With this 95%, the CSA you took third, congratulations. I know you can do better than that, but congratulations for now. Hug me, embrace me. Let me take you out. And you do like that to your children. One of my children came from school one time, and he, well, I have already mentioned. Took first the last term, and then took another position, like the second term. But the grade was very high. I said, congratulations, you did very well. Maybe the other person was a very strong competitor. Just do like this and do like this. And that was the last of number two. There was no shouting or screaming. Why did you do this? You did very well. Don't worry. You will shift forward. Next one. Am I communicating at all? Consider yourself. And just calm down. These people need your affirmation. They look into your eyes to find out whether they are doing well. The children are arrows. They are to be targeted. You point them. And love is a better motivator than hate. Am I communicating? What they stand to gain that you promised them is far a motivator than what they stand to lose that you are threatening them with. Take your seat. I am saying this because it's easier to groom a child than to repair an adult. You miss that. When the wood is soft, it can be bent. When it is hard, you only break it. It is easier to groom a child than to mend an adult. There are children that have grown in a climate of hostility. Tension between mother and father that flowed down as tension on the children. Don't know what it means to experience love. Studies show that children that grow in a climate of love and affirmation and affection, they fare better in life than children who grow in other kinds of atmosphere. For your information, 60% of the prisoners in America are children from homes that didn't work. Am I communicating? Very, very important. Very, very important. And I want us to become deliberate in what we do. If we are to be like Christ, you know what he did to that woman that was caught in adultery? She did wrong. Terrible. All of you who want to finish her, the person who has not done any wrong before, start with the first stone. And they began to live from the eldest. Like I said, that one has remembered his sins since his youth. And when everybody left, he said, woman, where are the accusers? He said, I can't see them. He said, okay. Just return and don't do what you did again, you hear? Otherwise, the worst thing will come on you. When people encounter you, let them encounter dignity. Your children, your wife, should recover the respect that they lost in the sight of others. They should regain the quality of what the value they don't have in front of others should catch it in your front. There are women that became zero in front of their husbands. The women of great potential became nothing because of who they married. Insult the hell out of her. Treat her like nothing. Objects of use and not objects of appreciation. Everyone who is a victim of that kind of devaluation, under God, I see your value coming up. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. What are the other causes of low self-worth? It's rejection. Rejection situations. Maybe a marriage that failed. And husband say, I don't want you again. Or wife say, I don't want you again. I met a man, three women left him. Three women left him. They say they perceive an odor around him. And nobody perceived the odor. And he sat with me, there was no odor. He was big up there, crashed down to zero. He wore slippers to my office. This is like 15 years ago. When I said to him, listen to these messages and come back, let me pray with you. He said he has nowhere to listen to the message. He has no tape, no system, nothing. That was a number three position man in a financial institution before. Crashed to zero. God repackaged his life back. One day I was at the Abuja airport. And I was coming and somebody was walking towards me with majestic dark suits, shoes. Powerful. He had a Smith Wigglesworth books under his hand. Book. Looked at me, said, Pastor, good afternoon. I said, good afternoon, sir. He said, Pastor, you cannot recognize me. I looked again and said, wow, I can recognize you now. What happened? He said, it's a long story. I said, can we drive together in my car? And then you tell me the story. So my driver is waiting for me. That was a man who wore slippers, driverless. He's carless. He said, when I left, God changed my story after we prayed. I don't care the rejection you have faced so far. There is an unction for rejection. There is distinction in the midst of rejection. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. These are real issues that we face in life, right? Woman had husband reject her because she had only girls. Woman, woman, woman is what you are born in. This is a movie I watched. The real life story. But woman, woman, woman. And the man doesn't know that every child he produced, he is the determinant of it. The woman has two X chromosomes, XX. The man has XY. Whatever leaves him to the woman determines what the woman delivers. If a Y chromosome of the man fertilizes an X chromosome of the woman, he becomes a boy. If the X of the man fertilizes the X of the woman, he's a woman. The woman is a constant. What leaves the man determines what the woman brings. We'll leave it for another day. Even though there are feminine, biological and biochemical predispositions, but then ultimately, what she received from the man is what combines with what she has as a constant to bring forth. Take your seat. He drove this woman and married a woman that will come and give birth to boys for him. Real life story. I watched it. The one he married after he divorced, dealt with the man. The man had hypertension, had stroke. It was the stones the builders rejected that came to rescue his dying life. It was a movie I watched. Real life story. One was a judge. Another one was another professional. The three girls were principal people in society. The other one didn't deliver not a fly. before you can talk of a child. At least somebody should deliver fly first before you can. Nothing. Am I communicating? Don't kill yourself because you suffer rejection. God is attracted to the rejected. There is an unction left for rejection. How will you feel as a boy? Your father had a problem with your mother and sent your mother to her father's house. And then, your mother's father asked your father, "You have rejected your wife. What of the children?" He said, "I dashed you all of them with the children." "What about the boys?" "All of them." And you are a boy. Shouldn't that crush you? Even if the man returns back later to say, "I'm sorry. I want my children back. I want my wife back." He has already made statements that are imprinted in your spirit. And yet the stones they build and reject becomes principal men and women of society, shaking nations and shaking territories. The Bible said no temptation has taken you except what is common to man. The meaning of that is whatever you are passing through, somebody passed through it. Somebody passed through it and came out of it and succeeded. I am speaking to somebody here right now. Every spell of rejection that the enemy has cast on your life, that spell is broken. That spell is broken. That spell is broken. Lift your right hand and say, "In the name of Jesus, I am not rejected. I refuse to be rejected. I receive acceptance in God." Before you can count up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to your right and your left, you will find somebody with this kind of story. Am I communicating? One form or the other. So we live in a world where these things... Am I communicating? I say before you can count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 right, you will find somebody with this kind of story. With that kind of story. All right? Where the people look at you and think you cannot amount to anything. And they concluded your future from your face. Not knowing that a man's future is not on his face. That the present circumstances does not confirm future destination. Somebody say a louder amen. I don't know whether they say you are a girl or you are this or you are that. I prophesy to you today, you will soon take your generation by surprise. You will soon shock your generation. You will soon shock your generation. You will soon shock your generation. And you will soon shock those who think you are nothing. Shout the loudest. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. This is therapy, treatment, healing. That was number 3, situation of rejection. Number 4 was what? Unkind or uncomplimentary remarks about physical challenges or limitations. They may say you are ugly. They may say you have large ears. They may say your nose is extra large. They may say your body is not good. me tell you, if you have a big destiny, the devil will send people to do such things to you. You are too short. You are too fat. You are too slim. You are too this. And there are people who will never mind their business. There are those who want to make you feel like you are nothing. I think God helps some of us from, it's just wired from ruggedity. Because if it was based on statements,
Lord, I leave you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every step that I take, every moment I'm away.
Somebody say I should stop singing. 30 years ago. He said, don't waste your time singing. Your voice is not good. He was talking to me. I am glad to say that the person is in church here now. No offenses. No offenses. He spoke to the best of his knowledge. If you mind people, you lose purpose. You will look neatly. Because they talk, some of them talk based on what they think they know. Some of them momentarily become instruments in the hand of the devil. Did you hear what Jesus said to Peter? Get thee behind me, Satan. He didn't say, get thee behind me, Peter. Get thee behind me, Satan. That is, Peter became Satan for the moment. Peter became Satan. When you have a very heavy purpose, they will say all manner of things. You don't look fine. You are not fine. Men don't like men, women like you. Busy bodies. They don't mind their business. They are here, they are there, they are here, they are there, and eventually end nowhere. Am I communicating? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Anybody shorter than you is too short. For your purpose. For your purpose in life. Anybody taller than you is too tall. For your particular life assignment. If all animals are the same way, wouldn't the world be too boring? If everybody looked like the same person, wouldn't it be a disastrous world? Diversity and variety is the foundation for beauty. The rainbow is beautiful because it is diverse. Somebody say amen. Let me beg you, please never comment on anything that borders on somebody's personality and body. Don't be careful. Just calm down. Calm down. Nobody created themselves. God created them like that. If the nose was too big, that is how God liked the nose for that person. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. And let me round off now for the sake of time. What is my counsel on these matters? First, see yourself as God sees you. You say you are wonderful. He said you are beautiful. See yourself the way God sees you. Second, that was Psalm 139 verse 14. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Second, decide to turn your liability into an asset. There are no disadvantages in God. Anything they say is not an advantage in your life, there is an advantage in it.
thought. Renew your mind with the word of God.
I am going higher. Yes, I am. I am going higher today. I am going higher. Yes, I am. To meet Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadow into the presence of God. Into the...
Any SU here? Any FCS here? Knifers?
I am going up. Hallelujah. I am going higher. Hallelujah. I am going higher today. Hallelujah. I am going higher. Yes, I am. Hello. Going with Jesus to stay. I am going above the shadow into the presence of God, into the presence of Jesus. I'm going higher today.
Decide. Thirdly, renew your mind with the word. Fourth, reject the spirit of devaluation. And I'm going to make a very strong statement. Reject the spirit of devaluation. Let me say this. Nobody can devalue you without your permission. And nobody can esteem you without your participation. Did you hear what I just said? Nobody can devalue you without your permission. So refuse to permit anybody to devalue you. You are a liability. Back to sender. No, I am not. I can't be. God doesn't create liabilities. And nobody can esteem you without your participation. So carry yourself well. Carry yourself well. Do the things that are right. Finally, avoid every climate that emphasizes your deficiency. Don't hang around where you are tolerated. Hang around people that take you for granted. Avoid climates that emphasize your deficiency. Everybody you come around and they are always pointing what is wrong with you or the other on a continuous basis. That is not good for you. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't receive correction. And I'm not saying that people shouldn't help you to realize what is right to do. But there are people, now, when you did the right thing, they didn't notice it. They only notice when you did the wrong thing. Human beings can quickly note what to condemn, not what to commend. And commendation is better for people than condemnation. In fact, in commending people on some things, you are reminding them of some things that they are not doing well. That is my counsel on the subject of low self-esteem. Everyone here today who has been battered by low esteem from any angle, I declare your healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And my general counsel for today is, do all that is within your power to defend your joy. Nobody will do it for you. Saturate your life with worship, upbeat music. Do the things consistently that fuel your joy. Avoid things that disappear your joy.
We mentioned that in the midweek, and we shall continue that this midweek. Seek spiritual help to deal with the spirit of heaviness and depression. Seek help. If you need to seek the help of pastor or the help of the pastoral team, I am battling with, I am permanently depressed. I need help. The spirit of heaviness can be dealt with. There is a spirit of heaviness. Isaiah chapter 61 verse 3. It gives us the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. A spirit can be addressed. And it's a new day for you. Who is blessed so far? Now, within the next 10 minutes, I'm sure we should be through. But until that 10 minutes, please, no movement out for the sake of important things that must be done. Ushers, please take attention. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. A louder shout of praise. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and let's give him the praise. Let's give him the honor. Let's give him the adoration. Let's worship the Elion, the Elohim, the Mekadesh, Mahashako Bagadagalagala. Lift your hands and lift your voice. 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 Honor him, adore him, worship him.
Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, oh Lord. Touch me with your hands, Lion of Judah. Touch me with your hands, with your hands. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand, oh Lord. Oh, please don't let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, oh, please, please don't let me go. Not where I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh Lord, please don't let me go. The way I came today. Touch me.
Lift up your two hands now and pray this prayer after me and say, Father, I come before you today to reject every spirit of rejection. Open your mouth. Every spirit of rejection. Every spirit of low self-worth. Every spirit of failure. I reject you. And every spirit of depression. You have no place in my life. Spirits of rejection, spirits of depression, low self-esteem, you are leaving me now. On your marks, get set, shout go! Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Every spirit of depression, low self-worth, low self-esteem, rejection spirit, you have no place in my life.
Please don't let let me go the way I came today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, Lord, please don't let me go today. Touch me with your hand. Oh, Lord.
Lift up your hands. Before I pray two prayers, very, very sharp. Everywhere you are this morning, you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to embrace Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for me. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. I want to go forward ever and backward never. Jesus, come into my life. Jesus, be the Lord over my life. Deliver me from every affliction of darkness. Deliver me even from rejection as I accept you. As you become Lord over my life, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front here and I shall pray for you. Pick your bags, pick your Bibles and quickly come forward. I give you the count of 7. 1.
Come and see the Lord is good.
2.
Come and see the Lord is good.
3.
There is nothing he cannot do.
4.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
He gave me victory. He gave me peace of mind. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Come and see the Lord is
there
good.
There is nothing.
There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord is good.
Everybody come and see.
Oluwa ti se ejumare so idan Olowo ri ni
erujete ale wi le se
Oluwa ti se ejumare so idan Olowo ri ni
erujete ale wi le se
Oluwa ti se ejumare so idan Olowo ri ni
erujete ale wi le se
Oluwa ti se ejumare so idan Olowo ri ni.
Thank you, Master. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Are you tied by any addiction? Are you bound by anything that has tied down your life? Some people enter alcoholism because of depression, prostitution at times because of rejection. They find men that affirm them wrongly and then they just hand over their lives. Maybe you are, there's something else that you have become addicted to because of depression or rejection or anything like that. You are in that category. I'd like you to come forward here and let us pray for you. I'll give you this count of 7 again while we take that song.
One.
Two.
Three.
No worry.
So shall it be.
Everybody lift up your documents for impartation while I pray for them. You place your right hand on your chest, those of you who have come. I want you to pray this prayer with me. It's a prayer of surrender, a prayer of dedication. And ask and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, say it louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive help to live for you. Help me to live for you. And thank you for hearing me, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare help from above, mercy from above, and grace from above is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Everybody lift up your documents in your hands. Please be upstanding. This prayer is also going to encompass prayer against low self-esteem, depression, rejection, and everything like that. The testimony came on Monday. Thanks so much, sir. God bless you and increase His oil on your life. This came on our Facebook page, the Monday declaration on vision. You see, on the 7th of January 2020, you prayed for me in the first healing and deliverance service for the year 2020. You said, my vision must be accomplished. I keyed into those words and I believe God is doing it already. I sat on your seat and mommy, Dr. Mr. Nenche, was encouraging me because I came with an affliction. Ileostomy and colostomy, fecal peritonitis. That is, there was a rupturing of the ileum, and there was feces that saturated the whole of the intestine and the abdominal cavity. The meaning of that is practically instant death. So they put a colostomy tube, which means that feces, instead of going through the normal route, is now coming through the abdomen, and it has a bag. So if it feels like going to the toilet, it comes out of the chest, out of the abdomen, right there. And that's what he's carrying up. Am I communicating? He said, today I am fine again. After you told me the last surgery will be successful and that God will do surgery himself, God, good news is God did it. I am fine again. No more feces coming out from my stomach. I use the toilet like every other human being. I am now living in my own house with my family. And I finished the building after the operations in this same 2020. Are you looking like that? He says, sir, my testimony is very big. I want to thank you and Dr. Ms. Anenche for allowing yourselves to be used by God. That same anointing is coming upon you now. Whatever has made your life low and made your life down, whatever has impacted upon you, the climate of rejection, it is arrested. I declare your release. I declare your restoration. I declare your freedom. I declare your liberty. And as Peter put his hand in the hands of John and lifted him up, that is an impartation. Feet and ankle bones receive strength. I prophesy. Whatever is in your hand, receive power to perform. Impotence, limitation, stagnation in your life is over. Your height is changing. Your position is shifting. I declare the doors that were closed open right now. I prophesy anyone trusting God for the visas, they are released. You are trusting for the fruit of the womb. It is released. They are released. Marital establishment is confirmed. Job establishment is confirmed. And above all, we prophesy over our nation, Nigeria. this crisis shall not continue. Immediate answers. The God who answers by fire will answer us. Immediate intervention. Drastic divine intervention. Immediate divine intervention that will arise the tide of evil is declared in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Shout the loudest amen. Give the Lord a louder shout of praise as you take your seat. Those in the front, please remain quickly. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. Yes, all right. Counselors, you can proceed them. I prophesy upon your hands. Your harvest shall look for you. Whatever is yours, from the north, the south, the east, and the west, they shall look for you. Systems are put under pressure to lose peace, sleep, and rest. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen.